It's not to make you feel guilty about your past. It's to make you change your steps for the future. All right, I'll tell you that. When I preach or when I speak, it's not to make you feel guilty about your past. You could feel convicted, obviously, but not guilty of your past. But it's to make you change for your future. All right? Well, we went to help my mother-in-law get the house cleaned up because it got sold and the closing date is this week, so she wanted to get everything out. And after we've been going through the stuff and what we want to keep and what she wants to keep and what somebody else wants, and by the time everything is finished, we call the Salvation Army. And the Salvation Army arrived to pick up the stuff, and it was David and Eric. So immediately, I don't know what got into me, I said to Eric, I said, "Do you serve the Lord? Is Jesus Christ your Savior?" And he says, "No." And I said, "You working for the Salvation Army and you do not know God?" I said, you know, because I used to be a cadet in the Salvation Army. The two S's means on the shoulder that you are saved to serve. And they don't do water baptism. You walk under the flag. And they only baptize you if you request it. Their policy is you're coming into the army of God. You're walking under the flag showing that you are leaving one life behind to join the army of God. So I said to him, after a while, I just couldn't take it anymore. I said to him, you know, why are you not serving the Lord? He said, well, I used to go to church, but when I was 14 years old, he said, the youth pastor, when he was 14 years old, was sleeping with one of the 13-year-old. And now remember, this is a guy that is now 29 years old. He's now 29 years old. And that one act by somebody in authority in the Word of God has affected his life in such a way that he has turned his back on the church and on God and on what God can do for him, because in his mind, he got to the place where he says, why did God put a man like that in that position so he can do that? I had to tell him that we have free will, no matter who we are. We have some free will. We can choose to sin or not to sin. Sin will show itself anywhere. So this morning, why this inspires me, I want to you all to know, especially as this small group, that we all is going to be leaders in one way or the other. Some of us are actually leading right now, and some of us are going to lead. And believe it or not, you may be 15 and don't think you're a leader, but you may be one of the eldest children in the home, and you are influencing the youngest. So you may just be I know that some of you is going to be helping with children's church, and you're going to be teaching the children, and guess what role you have taken on there? You have taken on a leadership role. In years to come and in time to come as we grow, the folks that are here right now is going to be leaders. And if you're not desiring or looking forward to be some kind of leadership in the church, as the church grows, I think you need to start praying. Because our job, according to the Word of God, is our job is to equip you. And if you're not getting equipped, we are doing something wrong. Okay? So it really, it really broke my heart, and I was asking God, and you remember the scripture that we read last week? Was it last? No, the week before, because we had the missionaries last week. You remember that scripture? In Ephesians chapter 4. And that's where I want to stay. Now, many of my... I usually don't have something I want to talk about and look for scriptures to back it up. Because I think that's kind of the wrong way to go about it. But I'll confess to you today, I had something to say and I went searching for scriptures to back it up. All right? So I'm letting you know up front. So if the scriptures don't quite fit, you could tell me later. And I'll tell you, yes, I knew some of them didn't quite fit, but I was searching for scriptures to back up my point. And what am I going to tell you is not wrong stuff. If I use the wrong scripture, listen to what I am trying to convey. All right? Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 1 is where we were last week. And maybe God gave me that scripture last week because he knew I'm probably going to use it again this week. Verse 1. I, therefore, as a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. I'll read it again. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. We have been called. I have been called. You have been called. We have something that has been deposited in us by God to use for him. And the way we use that, we can use it for many different reasons. Well, two reasons. Let me read another scripture because the four things or the five things I want you to get from this is that you need to walk according to your call. Your walk can give life or death. Don't let your walk be a hindrance to others. Don't use others don't use others as a lack for your spiritual growth. And the last one is, don't let how you walked in the past affect how you walk today. Okay, so I hope you get that from today, but I just wanted to talk because I want it to be a conversation because it really affected me. It really affected me to think that we have so much power in our lives and we could use it in such a way and don't even realize it. You know, this may be a wrong way, and I may not go by all my points the way they are here. This may be a wrong way to look at it. I should not want to sin because I love God. That's how I should be. I should say, I'm not going to do that because I love God. But I'm going to make a confession to you. Sometimes I don't sin because I'm a preacher. Some of the things I don't do because I'm a preacher. And this is what I do. This is what I say. I can't do that. If I get caught, you know what they're going to say about preachers and the Word of God? Now, I think that's the worst thing that I could do to stop me from doing something. I should be saying, I am not going to do this because I love God. That's what I should be saying. But I'm not quite there yet. I love God. I love God with all my heart. And I have done some stupid things that will not reflect the love of God, like all of us probably have. But sometimes God places things in your life so that they don't make you sin. Let me give you an example. And I probably gave you this before. I was working at Save-A-Lot. I worked there for 14 years. And I can't remember how old I was, but I was an old man, probably past 35, not quite 40 yet. And this 17-year-old girl liked me. I don't know about you, but when you're 35, hitting 40, and you feel like you have lost all your little spunk you got, and this little cute little thing come giving you the attention, that does something to you. Now, I know you guys here, it doesn't affect you. I'm just talking about me. But you know, one of the reason, or the real reason I didn't do it, could anybody guess? My wife. I said to myself, if I do this, and my wife finds out, she'll be devastated. I did not do it because I love God. I did it because I know what it was going to do to my wife. Why? Because I wanted to do it. But in my mind, I had other things in my mind. I can't do this. I have a wife, and what will that do to her? We never, see, we have choices, people. We have choices every day that can affect lives. How is your walk? How is your walk? What our walk should be like? What it should be like? Matthew chapter 5. And I'm sorry if you hear my stories over and over again, but I can't help it. It's my stories. And verse 16, I think it's 16. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. What shall your life be like? Your life should be a life that what? Brings glory to the Father. That's how our walk should be. When we live, when we live daily for the Lord, we should have this in the back of our mind that I want what I do today, or what I'm doing now, to bring what? Glory to the Father. We don't live with that in our minds. We don't. We have to be constantly reminded. Do you want your life to bring glory to the Father? Now, you know when we don't bring glory to the Father? When we get selfish. And let me tell you, some of our reasons are very good. Sometimes we have very, very good reasons for why we do what we did. But even though we have good reasons, it may not bring glory to God. First Thessalonians. Chapter 5 and verse 11. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. I pray and hope that if Brother Paul was around today and he was to write a letter to Shalom Christian Fellowship, he would say this: therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. Just as you are doing. Our walk should be in such a way, not that we are using words. Words are good. We have to use words. But by our life, the way we are walking with Christ, we become an encouragement to each other. Paul said this in one of his letters. He says, I am coming to you to encourage you, and likewise, I would want you to encourage me. You know, I called Pastor Bascom, and I was telling him what was on my heart, and he said, that tells us of what responsibility we have as believers. He said this. He said there was a sister came to him, and she said, my sister is dating another guy, and she spent the night at the guy's house, slept over. And she don't want anybody to know, and she don't want the sister to even know that the sister tell him, here comes the dilemma. If I go to the girl and speak to her of what she's doing that is not Christ-like, she's going to know where it came from. What is his responsibility then? I tell you this, as a believer, if you tell me anything, you got to remember, I have a responsibility. I cannot hold a secret that is going to be detrimental to another believer. And he went and he didn't beat her around the bush. He confronted her right away. So we have responsibilities when we see brothers and sisters in Christ is not living a life that brings encouragement to each other. In fact, as the second point would say, you know, your walk can give life or death. Where you see their walk is bringing more death than life, because there's always somebody that you affect. There's always. I heard a story about a pastor that he preached a message about divorce, and he was kind in favor of it. Not too long after, he got a divorce. Not too long after, he married somebody from the church. Then somebody from the church said, I suspected that they were having a relationship. That person who suspected that had a responsibility to bring it to the elders so that it could be taken care of. People, we have responsibility. If you see a life that is not living in the way that it's supposed to be living, so it bringing an encouragement to each one of us, we have a responsibility. The Bible says if we see a brother or a sister committing a sin that is not unto death, you know, it's our responsibility. We have gotten to the place that we want to be secretive. We don't want to hurt people's feelings. We don't want to make somebody uncomfortable. But what happens is, as we let it go on, we may be helping that person to become a stumbling block for somebody else. Think about it. Eric was 14 years old when his youth pastor was sleeping with a 13-year-old. Eric is now 29 years old. And it is still has affecting his life. And I hope that what I shared and shared with him have helped him to overcome. How is your walk? Your walk can produce life or death. But God wants you to walk in a good manner. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. verse 21. For we aim as at what is honorable, not only in the Lord's sight, but also in the sight of men. let me also go to 1 Timothy 3. And verse 7. And if you read first, it's given the qualifications for the leadership. And 7 says, if I could find it here. Moreover, he must be well taught of by outsiders, so that he may not fall into disgrace, into the snares of the devil. So these are talking about, here we see in Corinthians 21, aim at what is honorable, not only in the Lord's sight, but what? In the sight of who? In the sight of who? Huh. You know, the best way for you to do some examination is for people that know you that isn't Christians, for you to hear how they talk about you. You're going to know what kind of Christians you are. You're going to, I don't know that you are walking uprightly before God, because when they talk about you, it's more in a persecution kind of way. Or you will know that you are living the life for God, or you would know that you are not living for God at all in front of them. You're not honorable in front of them. People, we have a responsibility. And if we drop the ball, we can bring stumbling blocks into lives that shouldn't have stumbling blocks. What does the Bible say? It says, you leaders, watch out when those, don't hinder those little children. Don't you put stumbling blocks in their way. And we do it sometimes not by words, but by deed. I pray that from today on, at Shalom Christian Fellowship, that we would live our lives. How? So that we bring glory to God, and we bring life to others and not death. Second Corinthians 6:3. And here Paul says, we put no obstacles in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. We put no obstacles in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found in our ministry. You know how hard it is. Say that back there when I was 35 going on 40, probably going closer to 40, feeling the midlife crisis. And I decided to feel young again and did the unthinkable. It would be affecting me up to today. Why? Because the little girl would know. And at that time, she knew I was a preacher. She knew I had a family. So she would know. Her friends would know. The people where I work would know, because they're going to start seeing differences among us. And what's going to happen? It's going to bring what to the ministry? Obstacles in others' ways. We may not even see it, but And we may not, you see, we have the word, we have the scriptures, we have it right there, and we just don't use it. Luke tells us, he says, I don't know where I write it down, but Luke said to us, he says, when Jesus was speaking, Jesus said, deny yourself, pick up the cross daily, and follow Christ. What it means to deny yourself? Pick up the cross. The cross involves sacrifice. Sacrifice your selfish, ungodly, evil desires. Because guess what? When you do it, it's not pleasant. It is not pleasant not to do what you want to do. It's not pleasant. It's not pleasant when you have ungodly desires that is strong, and you have to sacrifice. You have to deny yourself and pick up that cross and follow Christ. It is not nice, and it's not easy. It's hard. It's difficult. It's a war. It's a struggle. But guess what? We have to have on the backset of our minds that our walk has to glorify God. Because when we glorify God, it what? It draws men to Him. But if we decide not to let our walk glorify God, we're going to have people in the future that is not trusting Christ because of something we have done. Guess what? God does forgive us. Because God says, and this is what I'm saying, don't let your past affect your future. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So what I'm saying today is not, it's not to make you feel bad about your past. It's to make you make a difference about your future. We put no obstacles in anyone's way so that no fault may be found with our ministry. Leviticus 19. Here's the warning in verse 14. You shall not cause the deaf or put a stumbling block before the blind, but you shall fear your God. I am the Lord. We need to get back to the place where we have a fear for God. I repeat that again. We have to get back to the place where there is a fear of God in our hearts. And if you want to interpret this, it's talking about the weak, the ones that have some disability in holding strong to the faith. You can put stumbling blocks to them, and we're not supposed to, who are stronger, because we need to have a fear of God. Your walk can bring life or death. Your walk.
In order to hear the remainder of Pastor Garth's message, please click on the link titled Part 2.